Hey, get in here. They're about to kick off.
I'm coming.
Boy, this streaming isn't very good. What kind of internet you got?
Satellite. This happens all the time. I'll go up on the roof and fix it. Hold my beer.
You think that's a good idea?
I got this.
Okay, so that's a bad idea. But if you live in a rural area and your internet connection isn't what it should be, it's a good idea to get Ranch Wi-Fi. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with small town customer service. Let Ranch Wi-Fi deliver fiber optic connections wirelessly that'll get you connected and keep you connected so you can stay in the game with the internet speed you need. They also have no data limits and no contracts, so you don't have to suffer with DSL or satellite. Ranch Wi-Fi delivers big city speeds with hometown customer service for the entire Central Coast, especially in rural areas. Get connected fast.
Call Ranch Wi-Fi 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast.
She grew up here, learned here. Built her life and her craft right here. Inside a jewelry store trusted since 1980, she spent years behind the scenes, designing, refining, perfecting. Her mentors became her teachers. Her workplace became her calling. Along the way, she earned 12 National Jewelry Design Awards. But the most important work, the pieces no one had yet seen. Now, 6 years into ownership, the jewelry cases are changing. One designer, one vision. Her name is Lindsay Jane. And this is the beginning of her story. The jewelry cases at K. John's Jewelers will unveil something never done before. After decades of showcasing beloved designers and friends, every piece you'll see will be an original design, created by owner and award-winning designer Lindsay Jane. Born and raised right here, with 12 National Design Awards, she's bringing her full body of work into the light. Hand-designed, crafted with intention, rooted in this town. This year marks a new chapter. K. John's Jewelers is becoming Lindsay Jane. A legacy redesigned.
What's the latest news in Paso Robles? It's the grand reopening of the San Paso Truck Stop. The nationally acclaimed cheapest price fueling station in the county is launching its grand opening after a year of historical remodeling restoration. Tired of recent high gas prices? San Paso Truck Stop ranks among the lowest fuel prices in the state. The San Paso Truck Stop has everything you need for busy families and truckers alike. Find out why everyone is traveling to the corner of Wellsona Road and Highway 101. That's the San Paso Truck Stop, open 24/7.
Have you heard the saying, healthy, wealthy, and wise? I can guide you to two out of the three, which could result in having all three. This is Doris Lance with Healthy Habits. To gain or regain physical strength, lower blood pressure, avoid a stroke, or lose extra pounds in 2026, you have choices. Aging research shows you have the key in your hands, but it requires a change in your daily habits. Start by drinking at least 5 glasses of water each day. Keep listening to more Healthy Habits with Doris Lance, author, adventurer, and instructor, who reminds you, don't let age change you. Change the way you age.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Thursday, April 23rd, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
South County Coalition accused of dark money funds releases names of contributors. Atascadero police investigate report of masked individual at elementary school. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the mid-70s. It's 44 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics. Solar for savings, battery backup for security, and don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. Earlier this week, San Luis Obispo County District 4 Supervisor candidate Adam Verdin accused the South County Coalition of filing dark money into the District 4 race. South County Coalition contributed about $13,000 into supporting Supervisor Jimmy Paulding's candidacy, but they did not state any individual contributor's identity. Verdon says that the form used to make these contributions requires donor names to be listed, and that his campaign was considering filing a formal complaint to the California Fair Political Practices Commission. He demanded Dorothy Hines, the treasurer of the group, to immediately amend her filings and to show every penny of this dark money. The coalition filed another contribution report on Tuesday, listing three donors of its $45,000 raised. Don Ernst, an attorney at Ernst Law Group, contributed $22,000. Nipomo resident Carla Haney contributed $5,000. And retired SLO resident Ray Madison donated $18,000. Pass Robles Community Services announced there will be a temporary closure of the Senior Center and Veterans Memorial Building on Scott Street. The closure starts at noon on Monday, April 27th, and is due to sewer line maintenance requiring a temporary water shutoff. Water service to both facilities will be unavailable during this time, making it necessary to close the buildings for the remainder of the day. Normal operations are expected to resume the following business day. Visitors are encouraged to plan accordingly and adjust any scheduled activities or appointments. Atascadero Police investigate report of masked individual at elementary school. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:11.
Blazin' Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazin' Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazinbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:12. The Atascadero Police Department responded to a report of a possible individual wearing a mask seen on a school campus. The APD responded at about 12:13 p.m. yesterday to Monterey Elementary School. School staff immediately initiated lockdown procedures out of an abundance of caution. Officers established a secure perimeter around the campus and began their search. No individual matching the reported description, however, was located. The lockdown was lifted at about 12:47 p.m. Officers continue to conduct follow-up interviews as part of standard protocol. The APD extends their appreciation to the quick actions from school staff and the cooperation of students during the incident. No injuries were reported. Pass Robles High School Music Department is preparing for a large collaborating event at the Templeton Performing Arts Center in May. On May 15th, PRHS students will present the Big Spring Show, featuring Advanced Choir, the Crimson Collective Singers, and the school's award-winning jazz and concert bands. Each performance serves as a culminating showcase of the year for the PRHS music program, with a collaborative finale of both the bands and choirs. The performance will feature a diverse repertoire, including selections such as MacArthur Park, Pirates of the Caribbean Dead Man's Chest, Walk Out on the Water, and Sigkap Siaga. Two performances will be offered on the 15th, one at 6 p.m. and another at 8 p.m. Tickets can be purchased at templetonpac.org. San Miguel Children's Day Festival will be returning for its third year, Saturday, April 25th, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. in San Miguel Park. The event is hosted by the San Miguel Community Friends. Enjoy a day of carnival games, races, obstacle courses, performances by local dance groups, and more. Meet animals from the Central Coast Zoo, Red Wings Horse Sanctuary, and Pacific Wildlife. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Giants shut out the Dodgers 3-0, the Rockies over the Padres 8-3, the Angels beat the Blue Jays 7-3, the Mariners over the Athletics 5-4, the Yankees beat the Red Sox 4-1. Tonight, the Padres will face the Rockies, the Dodgers will go against the Giants, the Yankees will face the Red Sox. In the NBA playoffs, tomorrow, the Lakers will face the Rockets. In Game 3, the Lakers lead 2-0. In California news, a federal appeals court issued an order on Wednesday which blocks a California law that would require Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents to wear identification. Lawyers argued that the California Identification Requirement Law sought to regulate the federal government, violating the Supremacy Clause of the Constitution. More information has been released about the alleged murder of Celeste Rivas Hernandez from singer David. Police say she died of penetration wounds to her upper body. David had pled not guilty to first-degree murder. His defense team is pushing to exercise his right in California to have a judge decide within 10 court days whether there is enough evidence to proceed to a trial. A California man was arrested for stealing thousands of dollars in Lego toy sets from Target in a return-based scam. 28-year-old Jarrell Augustine was accused of grand theft. Target says he is responsible for over 70 thefts across the U.S., tied to $34,000 in losses. Augustine is accused of buying the Lego sets, opening the packages, removing the figurines, and later returning the boxes, replacing the Lego components with pasta. Local News was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified 5-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:15.
If you ever have an accident, just where do you take your vehicle for top-notch repair? I could tell you, but isn't it better to hear from past Davis Body Shop customers? Here's what Kim M. from Atascadero had to say.
What an amazing team. I could not have asked for better service, and my car looked as good as new when they were finished. Patrick took care of me from day one, always keeping me updated about the process and their speedy timeline. I highly recommend them to all my friends and family. Excellent job.
Scott from Atascadero had this to say.
Great body shop. I was hit by another vehicle and took my truck to Davis. The work was done over a month ago and the repair work still looks great. No hidden problems. The truck left Davis in better condition than before the accident. Thanks to Tim and Patrick for all the extra work. It's really appreciated.
And that's why Davis Body Shop is the largest auto body collision specialist in San Luis Obispo County with two locations. On El Camino Real Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. The Food and Agriculture Policy Research Institute's newly released 2026 Baseline Outlook provides a 10-year projection for agricultural markets, trade, and farm income. University of Missouri agricultural economist Ben Brown talks about what the report shows regarding renewable fuels in the U.S.
The headline numbers seem to be supportive, and the industry has kind of responded, but there's a lot of intricate details that actually could create a scenario where we consume less biofuels in 26 than we did in 25. And that's currently not the headline numbers, and that's not what, you know, the industry is talking about. But again, you know, when we think about the international feedstock imports that kind of plagued us a few years ago, where we saw large used cooking oil imports from China, you know, those have been curtailed largely because of tariffs. Well, you know, some of those tariffs are kind of ebbing and flowing now, and we might end up in a scenario where biofuel producers start re-importing product, maybe not necessarily used cooking oil, but other product to meet some of these higher blending RVOs, renewable volume obligations, because, you know, some of these provisions don't kick in until, you know, 2028 or even, you know, a year later or two. And of course, we're going to have some more discussion between now and then.
Headline numbers may not end up being actual due to uncertainty in a changing trade and tariff climate.
Cattle producers, it's a Brent Cowan Pair Special this Friday, April 24th at Torrington Livestock Markets, Torrington, Wyoming, featuring major dispersions from the Double S Ranch, Double Eight Ranch, and Indian Meadows, plus more top consignments from Red Mountain, Mowry Goodrich, and R&K Farms. Need pairs? Check out J&D Cattle, TB Cattle, Horblit Ranch, and PT Livestock, along with breeding bulls from Sidwell Herefords. Full details at torringtonlivestock.com, and don't forget you can bid online via Cattle USA.
Activate your crop's defenses with Orbix from Helena. Orbix is a next-generation foliar nutritional that produces stronger, more productive crops by mitigating stress. It improves plant vitality with select plant extracts, high-analysis NPK and micronutrients enhanced with the efficiency of ENC formulation technology. Unleash yield potential in your crops this season with Orbix. Contact your Helena representative or authorized dealer for more information. Always read and follow label instructions and check registration status before use.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.
Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park. Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service at affordable prices.
KPRL News continues at 7:20. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. California lawmakers are set to consider new legislation that would close a loophole that for decades has allowed winemakers to label wines as American, even when they are made partly from imported bulk wine. Under current federal law, wines can be labeled American when at least 75% of the liquid came from U.S.-grown grapes or agricultural products. Assembly Bill 1585 would change that threshold to 100% for wines sold in California. The bill's authors and sponsors said their intent is to promote trust among consumers by improving the accuracy and transparency of wine labels. "We want to make sure that there is truth in advertising when it comes to wine coming from the U.S., said Assemblymember Rhodesia Ransom, who co-authored the bill. "This is another way of U.S. ensuring that consumers know what they're purchasing." Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, estate planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street, Paso Robles. California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Thursday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. When it comes to insurance, you need the proper coverage for a reasonable price. Whether it's home, auto, life, or business, call Kevin Hunt Insurance, 434-3276. Partly cloudy skies today with highs in the mid-70s, north-northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows in the mid-40s, northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clouds and sunshine tomorrow with highs in the low 70s, west winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Extended forecast is cloudy on Saturday, partly cloudy on Sunday, mostly sunny on Monday, partly cloudy on Tuesday and Wednesday, mostly sunny on Thursday. Low 60s Saturday, mid-60s on Sunday, upper 60s Monday, mid-70s on Tuesday, low 70s on Wednesday, 78 a week from today. Currently it is 44 degrees and mostly cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance, 434-3276, or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News Time is 7:23.
If you need a great, easy place for lunch, try the Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood. There is plenty of parking, and it's just a couple minutes from downtown Paso. Some of the locals' favorites: grilled prawn cob salad, cowboy Cuban with brisket and pulled pork, smash burger with two patties, the very popular beer-battered fish and chips, and shrimp tacos. Great lunch and easy parking, and the patio is pet-friendly. The Spirit of Paso Robles, right in the middle of River Oaks Golf Course.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks opened lower. Crude oil prices rose again today on continued tensions in the Iran conflict. Stocks closed higher yesterday with records for the NASDAQ and S&P. American Airlines shares opened up 2%. It expects a modest profit this year, but its forecast is cautious because of high fuel prices. American Express is reporting higher earnings. It was helped by its high-end platinum rewards card. Card members were spending more in the quarter despite the upbeat news. American Express shares opened down 1%. IBM shares are down 9% following a mixed forecast. The Trump administration has reclassified state-licensed medical marijuana as a less dangerous drug. Tilray brand shares are up 9%. Canopy Growth up 5%. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda. Invested in you.
I'm Alpine skier Michaela Schifrin. I've won the most World Cup ski races in history. But what does success mean to me? Success means discipline. It's teamwork. It's the drive and passion inside of us, and it's why Stifel is one of the fastest growing global wealth management firms in the country. If you're looking for success, surround yourself with the people who will get you there. If you're an advisor or investor, choose Stifel, where success meets success.
Stifel Nicholas & Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult a financial advisor before making any investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Wine Country Theater presents, and the winner is, a very funny modern-day morality tale that spoofs Hollywood and all of our crazy ambitions. Tyler Jones, a self-obsessed movie star, is finally nominated for an Oscar, but dies the night before the awards. Can he negotiate a return to Earth for the big night? Wine Country Theater's, and the winner is, April 10th through 26th. For tickets, go to winecountrytheater.org, winecountrytheater.org.
Story Termite and Pest Control, 805-460-0650.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. By those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
Got rats? Story Termite and Pest Control has over 33 years of experience providing thorough and professional expertise for all your pest control problems, and for 5 years in a row, Story Termite has been voted the best termite and pest control company in the North County. And their service area includes San Luis Obispo to Santa Maria.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. All those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
805-460-0650.
Fish in my dish. Fly in my eye. Goat in my boat. Snakes in my case.
Mars Mega Storage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Mega Storage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Mega Storage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Mega Storage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
You've been told that January 6th, or J6, was a violent insurrection against the United States by a group of angry fringe MAGA supporters. Was it real, or was it staged to look like one? The 2021 film Capital Punishment scratched the surface with rumors and theories. The War on Truth, being shown at movie night 6 p.m. April 23rd at Republican headquarters, will finally provide video evidence and eyewitness testimony as to what really happened. Pizza, sodas, and snacks are available with your $20 donation. Ad paid for by the Republican Party of San Luis Obispo County.
If you're looking for an easy place for lunch, try the Spirit of Paso Robles restaurant in the beautiful River Oaks neighborhood. Lots of parking, easy in and out, and man, they've got some favorites, like the grilled prawn cob salad, cowboy Cuban with brisket and pulled pork, smash burger with two patties, and also this very popular beer, very popular beer battered fish and chips and the shrimp tacos. It's all at the Spirit of Paso Robles restaurant, all right? And all their food is made fresh. Email into the studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of speech, ready to go, and it is brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental. Same store, same location. It's been there a while, since 68, 5025 El Camino Real, Atascadero, 238-5775, which you can text 238-KPRL to join us on the Thursday edition. The right choice.
The Morning Exchange.
To the rescue.
The Morning Exchange.
To the rescue.
The Morning Exchange.
To the rescue.
Go KPRL.
All right, Karen's back on Sound Off this afternoon, 12:30 till 2. Enjoy that. As, let's see here, we think we're ready to go. Let me see here. This is whiskey's for drinking, water. Excuse me. Whiskey is for drinking, water is for fighting. So said Mark Twain, according to this text. All right, I've heard that before. Maybe credited to others, but Mr. Twain certainly had a lot of quotes. A lot of quotes that just, you know, good old common sense. All right, let's see here. What do we, there was something that came up that, oh, you know this poverty, the Southern Poverty Law situation? You may have heard about it on the national news, the Southern Poverty Law Center, because it goes back to around 1971. And one of the founders' name was Morris Dees, and he's still alive. I think he's in his late 80s, maybe even early 90s. And he was, at one time, he worked for George Wallace. And I don't know the reasons for why he changed. But anyway, then he ended up working for George McGovern's presidential campaign. And also, he was a finance chairman for Ted Kennedy, presidential campaign in 1980, as well as doing some stuff for Jimmy Carter. So anyway, he's been well connected. However, he was fired, and this is he was fired in 2019. Now remember, he was one of the co-founders of this. I think Julian Bond was involved as well, and it had to do with the firm at the time said that it would hire an outside investigators about workplace practices. Now, before he was fired, and the reason why I'm bringing this up about his firing in 2019 is now it's 2026. And again, there is some alleged fraud within this organization. But before his firing in 2019, two dozen employees had complained to management about his mistreatment, sexual harassment, gender discrimination, and racism, which the people that were complaining about this threatened the SPLC's moral authority and integrity. Some former employees said he had a reputation for hitting on young women, and so there was also alleged over mistreatment of non-white and female employees by Dees and some of the SPLC leadership. It's kind of interesting. I don't know if any of this will be brought up because I don't know of anything that was resumed after 2019. Maybe that should have been a red flag for many, many people, but it's been around and, as I said, since around 1971. Since 71. All right, here, let's see. We've got some news. Somebody, I forget if it was early this week or last week, they were asking about, you know, some projects here in the North County. And there is a housing project that many of you go by daily. It's the incomplete homes out there on Lanay Road. The developers are trying to get some more financing to finish the deal. And that's part of the larger plan of the Olson South Chandler Ranch. And the developer has stalled looking for new funding sources. That's according to the city of Paso Robles. And it doesn't say how many, but some of the people that have been working on it have not been paid, and some a substantial amount of money. So, and this goes back several months. Anybody that's driven out there, you knew, well, not you knew, you saw what was going on or not going on. I've been out that way quite a few times in the last, I don't know, 4 or 5 months. Heading out to NCI for the post office. And I just kind of noticed that, you know, some days when I'd go out there, I didn't see anybody working. Then I'd see a couple of trucks and so forth. So nothing that I can find that would have a definitive answer on when the work may start up or when it is supposed to be completed. So for those of you that are curious, that's what I got for you so far. And if we find out anything more else, of course, we'll let you know. All right, let's see here. I don't know if you heard at the top of the hour, and oh, before I forget this, somebody, I'm not going to give their name out, somebody sent me an email yesterday, and it had to do with the, when I brought up the statistics about how much tobacco use costs taxpayers as far, you know, for medical issues, for people that use tobacco. And I believe it was the government rakes in about $40 billion a year in the tax revenue from the tobacco industry. I don't know how, I don't know how much the tobacco industry itself makes, but it costs American taxpayers about $262 billion. And this comes on the heels of what Great Britain is doing regarding the banning of tobacco for people born after 2008. Now, somebody sent me an email yesterday, and they had some pretty darn good points on, you know, regarding government. Sir, can you resend that to me? I accidentally deleted it, and it wasn't even in my trash bin because I also delete my trash bin. I made a mental note to save it yesterday when I was going through, but obviously my mental capacity didn't last that long because I went ahead and I deleted it. So if you can please resend that to me, because I'd like to read it on the air. It made a lot of sense. And that's, of course, at kevin@kprl.com. All right, let's see. What else do we have? Chris did the story on the Ninth Circuit. Ninth Circuit, that is good news. And so also in front of Congress yesterday, the hospice CEO asked Congress how a provider can operate. And she used an illustration of, and the wording, how can a provider operate out of a burrito stand in California with no oversight? And she is the CEO of the California Hospice, the advocacy group. And that's what she told lawmakers on Tuesday, rather, not yesterday. And that does lead to a lot of questions on, there was a surge in hospice and home health care. Now, Newsom is blaming the federal government for this because the quote from Newsom was that the state has no role in Medicare billing or payment process. That's what his press office said, not him directly. But the other question, if you want to get into semantics over it, okay, let's just say the state of California has nothing to do with this. Wouldn't the federal government notice a surge? And wouldn't it raise some eyebrows? And then wouldn't somebody maybe ask some questions and look into it a little bit? Because when you get into this, at least for now, it's $600 million. It's supposed to be more. So, again, government being accountable for every single nickel that they take from us, that isn't happening. It's not happening. Again, we've seen it here locally just on the school board. They're a little reluctant to give all the information on how and who is spending all the money. But we'll probably end up giving them $220 million when the folks in Paso Robles decide that they're going to save the world and give the school district that bond money to continue to decrease the education of our students. And be proud about it, too. So, anyway, just a couple of things. So, also, you probably heard on the news, too, that the Department of Justice is reclassifying or loosening the regulations on state-licensed medical marijuana. it's going to be a schedule from a Schedule 1 to a Schedule 2. Now, Trump had talked about this several months ago. So it's delivering on President Trump's promise to expand America's access to medical treatment options. And this rescheduling, it allows for research on the safety and efficacy of this substance, hopefully ultimately providing patients with better care and doctors with more reliable information. That's according to the DOJ. Now, the president signed another executive order Saturday expediting the review of some psychedelic drugs as potential therapy treatments. We've heard that here in the state of California. Some of these treatments are currently in advanced stages of clinical trials to make sure that they're both safe and effective for the American patients. For those of you out there in the medical field, do you have any thoughts on this for the, particularly the psychedelic medical marijuana? Because there has been a, I don't know if it's a controversy, but certainly discussions over the years on the validity of the medical marijuana. I don't know anybody personally who uses the medical marijuana, but I know people who have talked about that it does have benefits for them. It does have benefits for them. And since it's legal anyway in the state of California, well, if somebody is getting relief from something, what part does the government play in it? And then also, what I always find interesting is that people who have nothing to do with those seeking comfort stick their nose in and start using their moral highway to say, no, they shouldn't be doing that. For years, there have been certain types of therapies or so forth that have been, shall we say, frowned upon. And, you know, again, over the years, I've told you that I do a lot of natural stuff. I'm not a full believer in the medical profession. Not because I'm a whack job or anything like that, but I think, you know, depending on, you know, combination of things that go on with you, maybe even some lucky breaks on your DNA, but I'm not beholden to the medical field. Hi, good morning.
Hi. Yeah, I want to call about, you were talking about drugs and marijuana. Yeah, and what I want, in my opinion, in a free country where people are free citizens, people should have the right to put whatever they want in their body, even if it kills them. That's what freedom is about. The government shouldn't be telling me what I can put in my own body and at all. And I know in Canada, they're legalizing euthanasia. And what that means is if you want to kill yourself, that's your decision and not somebody else's. And in a free country, that's what, and we claim to be free citizens living in a free country. And that's the way it should be. Government shouldn't have anything to do with it.
Okay, so I don't disagree with you. However, are there some, not necessarily restrictions, but responsibilities? In other words, if you are an adult and you're married and you got a couple of kids, and for whatever reason you're abusing yourself and you die.
That's right.
Okay. Are the taxpayers responsible for taking care of the family?
Not at all. Not at all. Not in my opinion. Not at all. That's a family issue. Family kids should handle it.
Okay. Family. So, and again, I agree with you. Now,
now I'm having a hard time arguing with you.
Well, no, because I have thought this way for a long, long time with some, because we have to look at it that we're going to have, you know, if this became okay in the United States, there might be, I don't know how many people that end up making stupid decisions and overusing things or even harming other people. So where does the law play in that, and where does freedom play in that? I mean, would somebody have to sign something? Hey, I'm going to put all this stuff in my body because I have a right to do so. And under no circumstances is any taxpayer required or any program should be set up to help me and others like myself.
Yeah, that'd be a good idea, I think. I'm not a lawyer, and I don't, you know, I don't deal with that issue. I don't see anything wrong with creating a document like that.
I'll say, okay, so that's always been my deal. If people, you know, when people say they have a right, all right, you got a right to do this, but I want to make sure that I'm not paying for your rehab, I'm not paying for anything. You're on your own.
That's right. That's the way it should be. Yeah. Right.
Okay. All right. Well, you and I, there would be one other thing, though, is on the euthanasia. Asia.
Yep.
You think there should be a age limit?
Well, I'm going to go with this issue that they were doing, still doing it, I guess. They even opened one in Templeton where you can, but I guess they have an 18-year-old limit on transition, on turning boys into girls and girls into boys. They were doing this with four-year-olds, and I don't see how it's possible for a four-year-old to give permission to have his body mutilated when you can't even get a tattoo without parent permission. In terms of should there be a limit, that should be a family issue. If six-year-olds can determine that they want to be get their body mutilated, then they should have a right to do what we're talking about, euthanasia.
Okay. Do you think generally in the United States, 18 is the, all of a sudden you become the smartest person in the world at 18.
Yeah.
Do you think we should then allow 18-year-olds that decision if they want to take their own life?
Yep. It's a free country. If freedom means anything.
Okay, now they could do that on their own without going through a licensed physician.
Right.
But if somebody is 18, don't you think we should probably help them?
Kill themselves?
No. Help them at 18. Well, killing themselves is not funny. See, when I think of euthanasia, I think more of what you're talking about, freedom of somebody who is terminally ill.
We all are, Kevin. Birth is a terminal illness.
If you're terminally ill and you're bedridden and all those type of things, I don't see why anybody should stick their nose in the business of somebody saying, I'm tired, I want to go.
I agree. That's what freedom is about.
Okay, well, how far can we take freedom, or should we?
Well, I don't put a limit on freedom.
Okay.
I don't.
Would that include speech?
Absolutely.
So
I'm an absolutist when it comes to free speech. You and I have argued this before, but yeah, I'm an absolutist.
Okay, so are you the same gentleman who called in and said that you like to get in people's faces?
Yeah, probably that was me. Yeah, I enjoy verbal repartee. I like it.
Okay,
yeah.
So you think that if you get up in somebody's face real close that, ha, 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 you can't touch me?
That's what the law says.
Okay, well,
I agree with that law.
You agree with that law because you don't want to get the hell beat out of you.
Well, that might not necessarily happen, but okay.
Well, to me, if somebody gets up real close in your face and so forth, I think it's off limits. But that's just me.
Yeah. Well, I don't use the law on that. My parents taught me that sticks and stones can break my bones, but words can never hurt me.
Well, I agree with that, but you know, in today's world, that's not true anymore.
It should be true, but I agree. It isn't true, but it
okay.
Should be.
All right. Yeah. Well, we're out of time, but it was fun talking with you.
Back to you. Thanks. Bye.
You're welcome. All right, going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. Passerable High School Music Department is preparing for a large collaborative event at the Templeton Performing Arts Center in May. On May 15th, PRHS students will present the Big Spring Show, featuring Advanced Choir, the Crimson Collective Singers, and the school's award-winning jazz and concert bands. Two performances will be offered, one at 6 p.m. and another at 8 p.m. Tickets can be purchased at templetonpack.org. Earlier this week, San Luis Obispo County District 4 Supervisor candidate Adam Verdin accused the South County Coalition of filing, quote, dark money into the District 4 race after they contributed $13,000 into Supervisor Jimmy Paulding's candidacy, but did not state any individual contributors as required by law. The coalition has since filed another contribution report listing all three donors of the money raised. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the mid-70s. It's 47 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
News. I'm Therese Crowley. The long arm of the U.S. Navy seizing another Iranian oil tanker far away in the Indian Ocean in the blockade against Iran day 10. President Trump posting, I've ordered the U.S. Navy to shoot and kill any boat that is putting mines in the waters of the Strait of Hormuz. He tells Fox there's no rush to make a peace deal with Iran.
We're waiting to hear back from the Iranian regime.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt. Navy Secretary John Phelan is abruptly removed from his post. Fox is told he was fired by War Secretary Pete Hegseth. The Pentagon saying we wish him well. Phelan was an ally of Don Trump Jr. Of note, 80% of Navy warships under construction are behind schedule. A late-night voting marathon in the Senate got past Democrats to fund ICE and Border Patrol through the rest of President Trump's term. The measure now heads on to the House. America's listening to Fox News.
This April, refresh your skin and renew your glow at Spa Allegretto in Paso Robles. Book the Ultimate Skin Refresh Facial and enjoy a complimentary eye and lip mask treatment designed to hydrate, brighten, and leave you feeling radiant. Relax in the tranquil setting of Allegretto Vineyard Resort, where wellness meets luxury right here on the Central Coast. Appointments are limited, so reserve your April facial today. Call Spa Allegretto or visit AllegrettoVineyardResort.com to book.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Tune-up, repair, replacement. Get it done by the pros. We'll have some clouds and sunshine, mid-70s. Some clouds tonight, overnight lows in the mid-40s. A few passing clouds and some sunshine. Low to mid-70s on your Friday. Saturday, it's going to be cloudy, low 60s. Mid-60s Sunday, 70 Monday, low mid-70s Tuesday, Wednesday, and then upper 70s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 9 up and down. 6:21 a.m., 7:43 p.m., we are at 47, and your weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com.
What's going on? What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? What's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. What's going on?
Community Calendar is brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant in the delightful River Oaks community. All right, Troop 60 in 1602. It is the Boy Scouts. It's their barbecue fundraiser coming up Saturday, May 9th. From 11 till 1 at the location over there on Oak Street. The drive-through, the pickup includes whole prime-grade tri-tip for, it doesn't say here. It feeds five. It feeds five. And it's $75 per ticket. Tickets on sale until May 2nd. And please show your support. You can go to the Scouts BSA Troop 60, their site, and get it done and get those in so they can, you know, order all the grub and stuff like that. All donations go toward from the barbecue. It's for the Boy Scouts, obviously, and for local families in need. So there you go. You've had it before. It is delicious. All right, let's see here. It's the Summer Youth Volleyball in Atascadero. The league places emphasis on learning the fundamentals, teamwork, and fun. It's three to eighth graders. All practices and games will take place Tuesday and or Thursday at the Colony Park, and the registration closes on June 1st. The space is limited. So get some fun, have some fun this summer, and contact the City of Atascadero Community Services. And, of course, they break it up. It'll be third and fourth graders and the fifth and sixth, and the 7th and 8th graders. Community Calendar was brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant. All right, moving right along here at The Right Choice, KPRL. We have 5 minutes away from 8.
Happy, happy birthday, baby.
Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry. Don't forget to mark your calendar for the 19th through the 21st. To take your valuables to sell, go to BellaJewel.com for all the information. Happy birthday to you, to Molly Rose Batram, Donna K. Smith, Dino Chapman, Richard Cressy, the one and only. It says here, it's got some things written next to it, but Kevin Brush. So when you see Kevin out there and about, and do what you need to do. Dexter Upton, Ronnie Smith. We have a lady by the name of, Terry Banish. She's having a birthday. Brady Lahr, Chantel Paul, Riley Johnson. Hey, David and Julie Walter. Hello. Pat and Jeff Kenyon, David and Jerry Kalar, and well. Blake and Janelle Wallace. My goodness. All right, on my right-hand side, let's see here. Oh, Willie. William Shakespeare, 1564, 1616, the never-married president, James Buchanan, 1791, 1868, good friend of Abe Lincoln, Stephen Douglas, 1813, 1861. Onward we go with the fine coach from Minnesota and Oklahoma, Bud Wilkinson, 1916, 1994, one of the great pitchers, left-hander Warren Spahn, 1921, 2003, yes, the child actress and also U.S. delegate Shirley Temple, 1928, 2014, Roy Halston, the fashion designer, 1932, 1990, tell Laura I love her, Ray Peterson, 1935, 2005, the one and only, what a voice, Roy Orbison, 1936, 1988, golf champ Don Massengale, 1937, 2007. Lee Majors, the Eastern Kentucky University football player. 1939, Sandra Day, 1942, 2005. Hall of Famer, just like his brother, Tony Esposito, 1943, is a goalie. This guy could shoot some hoops, man. Left-hander, Gail Goodrich, 1943, is in the Basketball Hall of Fame. Fantasy Island, Herb Villachez, 1943, 1993. Onward we go with more. Joyce DeWitt from that idiot show, Three's Company, 1949. Everybody's favorite writer and director, Michael Moore, 1954. Jan Hooks, 1957. Valerie Bertinelli, 1960. Def Leppard, Steve Clark, 1960. Oh, George Lopez, I get a kick out of him. He was born in 1961. Who else do we have on this? Kristen Clark, the alpine skier, 1977. He's in the Baseball Hall of Fame. Yes, indeed. Andrew Jones, 1977. Yeah, boy, he can go get the ball, couldn't he? And Chloe Kim, the snowboarder, she was born in 2000. My goodness. All right, passing away on this day, Howard Cosell, 1995. Buster Crabbe, 1983. Charles Doors, he was Vice President of the United States, but he also wrote a song many of you may recall from Tommy Edwards, Many a Tear Has to Fall. Doors died in 1951. Who else passed away? Tell them Boris sent you. Yeltsin died in 2007. Cesar Chavez, 1993. And that is it. All right, going to the top of the list today. Won a bronze medal in World War II. It's in the Baseball Hall of Fame. Warren Spahn.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. The Atascadero Police Department responded to a report of a possible individual wearing a mask seen at Monterey Elementary School. A lockdown was initiated and officers searched the perimeter. No individual matching the reported description was found. San Miguel Children's Day Festival will be returning for its third year, Saturday, April 25th, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. in San Miguel Park. Enjoy a day of carnival games, races, obstacle courses, performances by local dance groups, and more. And you can meet animals from the Central Coast Zoo, Red Wings Horse Sanctuary, and Pacific Wildlife. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the mid-70s. It's 47 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, MarsMegaStorage.com.
17-time All-Star, Cy Young Award winner, 8 times NL wins leader, 3-time NL ERA leader, 4-time strikeout leader. He won 363 games, 3.09 ERA for his career. All right, even a 20-game winner when he was 42. This hour of the Morning Exchange brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar. Go Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.